month later, two federal agents had come to my apartment on the day of my graduation to inform me that it was me who was under criminal investigation for exposing the biggest children's hospital in the world.
One, two.
Thankful that you have joined us today to hear about what people are using GiveSendGo for all around the world. People are signing up, starting campaigns on GiveSendGo, and doing remarkable things, from using their voice to tell a story that they might be being shut down on other platforms, to raising funds for medical bills, missions trips, adoptions. All sorts of things can be found on GiveSendGo, because we believe, even if we disagree with you, that you deserve a voice. Today we have with us a remarkable guest that has started a campaign on GiveSendGo. His name's Eitan. You might have heard of him as he's been in the news a little bit recently. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute privilege to be able to talk with you.
You have a campaign on GiveSendGo. You guys can click on the link below. It's givesendgo.com/Texas_whistleblower. And it's called Legal Defense Fund for Surgeon Whistleblower. And I can see that you've raised $164,000 on GiveSendGo. So you must have a story to get that much following, that many people reaching out and wanting to give to you. Tell us a little bit about why you started this campaign.
Thank you for everyone who's listening. I'm a general surgeon, and right now work in a small town outside of Dallas, Texas, just as a community general surgeon. But I was doing my surgical training the last couple of years at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And one of the hospitals we worked at primarily was Texas Children's Hospital. And during 2020, 2021, it was the time that this whole transgender issue really came to the forefront of people's minds. You know, Boston Children's, Vanderbilt, these stories came out that talked about how they were doing gender-affirming hysterectomies on minors, which was absolutely horrifying to think that they're, you know, intervening with these very young children with permanent surgeries. So I never thought that this would happen in Texas, right? And I definitely never thought it would happen at the hospital that I work at. You know, incidentally enough, it actually was happening at the hospital I was working at. And in March of 2022, the hospital had said that they were shutting down the program because of the legal risks. And in the months after that, they not only continued the program, but they had expanded it into a multidisciplinary clinic. So they were teaching pediatricians how to ask about gender identity behind the backs of the parents. You know, there was a social worker talking about she wasn't documenting consults in order to avoid scrutiny from governing medical bodies. So, you know, once I understood the extent of the violation of medical ethics, I knew I had to do something about it. So in May of 2023, in a story with Christopher Rufo, we had released a story that revealed that the biggest children's hospital in the world was lying to the public about the existence of their transgender program. And a month later, two federal agents had come to my apartment on the day of my graduation, you know, one of the most important days of my life, to inform me that it was me who was under criminal investigation for exposing the biggest children's hospital in the world lying to the public about a program that was manipulating, mutilating, and sterilizing.
What did they say?
Adolescent children.
Yeah. So what did they say to you when they came? Because again, you're saying, hey, I'm going to tell you about what these people are doing wrong. You weren't doing anything wrong. Like, it wasn't you that had something that you were participating in. You had just found out something that you were going, wait, this is concerning. I want to protect children. And so I want to let people know that this is happening. What did they have against you? What allowed them to coming to your house?
The question is, what do they have? What were they investigating? The answer is, the prosecutor who brought this case, who's investigating this case, sent these agents, sent a target letter without ever reviewing the evidence beforehand. And they even admitted they have no case. My lawyers had outlined that in a letter to Congress, to Jim Jordan, outlining the extent of this corruption. So they had pursued this investigation despite the fact that no crime has been committed. they are doing it in order to silence whistleblowers. They're using the federal authorities to target people like me in order to make sure people like me will stay silent and not tell my story. But the day they showed up to my apartment, they showed up on the wrong door because they're coming to find out that they have severely miscalculated.
Wow. That is, were you afraid? That must have been, they knock on your door, you go, and did they take you right then?
No. So,
okay.
You think you're going to, you just freak out in the moment. You sure. Have no idea what to do. Like, the doorway was very uncomfortable. So I invite them in to my apartment. We sit down and, they start bringing out like a tripod to do an interview. I'm like, oh, God, is that just like a bad idea?
Yes.
So then my wife comes out. My wife, she's a lawyer. She's actually an assistant U.S. attorney in the Northern District of Texas. She was undergoing a background check at the time to get, for her job as a prosecutor, as a federal prosecutor. But she comes out and we both look at each other and we both know, like, bad idea, right? So we walk to our bedroom and we close the door and we say, we should not talk to them without an attorney present. So then we go back out and we tell them we won't talk to them without an attorney present. They say, okay, hand me a target letter. And the target letter is just this piece of paper. I had no idea what this was, but it's just a piece of paper that says, I was a potential target of a criminal investigation. And it was signed by an assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of Texas. So, the door closes a few minutes after it opens, and we knew that our life had been changed forever. But, like, it was scary, but we knew we had to fight it because, like, if we don't fight it, what kind of world are our children going to grow up in if the federal government can do something like this? So we opened a couple bottles of champagne. We went on our patio. We blasted like Vietnam War music, and we strategized our war plan, how to fight that. So, and then we went to our graduation a couple hours later and had a great time.
When you hear stories like this of someone standing up for what they feel, when they see something, an injustice happening, it can be scary because you're like, especially with what we're hearing in the world today, we hear this more often than not, that someone's, the feds are coming in and guns blazing and taking people down. And it's meant to cause a fear in us first. So we don't speak up for what we believe in. And we live in a country where we actually have freedom of speech. And it's not because the government in the United States gave us freedom of speech. It's because God gave us speech. Like, the government didn't give us, I think we have this misconception that the government gave us all these like rights that we have. No. We have these rights, and the documents we have are the documents that say the government can't overstep because we already have these rights. It's like to protect us from the government taking away these rights we already have. And so they try to make us fearful that they can take away these rights that they've given us. And it's like, no, you've not given, these rights are endowed by God, our creator. And the documents that you're talking about, the Declaration of Independence, the amendments to the Constitution, all these things, they're to protect us from the government overstep. They're not to give us rights, right?
Yeah, and it's like, so it's scary to blow the whistle, right? But it's so much scarier to not do something about it, right? Because, like, are we going to live as citizens or are we going to live as subjects? Like, are we individuals whose rights are inalienable, or is it something that is bestowed upon us by these generous elites? No, we are free citizens. We live in this country. And what the federal government is trying to do is completely anathema to the rights of a free citizen. So that's why, it's especially after I blew the whistle, to meet people like you and to meet, all these other people who are willing to step up in the fight is it's the most amazing thing ever.
So speaking of meeting people like me, one of the founders of Give, Send, Go, you did choose Give, Send, Go to fundraise on. Can you, what, how or why, or how did you hear about us? What made it a decision to
use? It wasn't a decision because there was only one option, right? True. It was only Give, Send, Go. I mean, It's and I really it sounds like it sounds like a commercial or something, but like no,
well, thank you.
I'm telling you, we would be completely screwed if it wasn't for you, like 100%. Ever since we saw with GoFundMe, they had taken what like $9 million from the truckers. They had taken all that money, and to think that if we were to raise all however much we could, and it could just be taken away. I mean, that would be horrifying. Yeah, I mean, there was no choice. I mean, it was give, send, go. That was the only option.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because we are the only or the better option, the only option, and we should be the only option, because we don't let our own political, I have my own political thoughts. I'm a human being that lives in the United States. I have freedom to think and do what I want to do. But we allow anybody on Give, Send, Go, as long as they're in the confines of the law, that we say, no, you can come. I don't have to agree with you. And you don't have to agree with me, but I'm going to afford you even coming on to our spotlights to talk about it. Because we believe in dialogue, that's where the discussion of ideas is where truth can come to the top. If we shut people down, when we scare whistleblowers into saying, do not open your mouth, we live in a, we're back to being slaves is really what it is. We're back to being slaves. And I'm not going to stand for that for my children and for the next generations. We need to stand up and fight. And so it's so thankful that you used your voice.
Anytime you say yes to God, amazing things are going to happen.
Our campaign is to raise money for families that are at the NICU.
Serve the veteran community.
Going and doing something for God's kingdom.
Being the hands and feet of Jesus to people.
And so you came on Give, Send, Go. Was it an easy process to set up a campaign? Did you have any issues, or was it pretty straightforward?
No, super easy. Very, very easy.
Did you get a call from one of our prayer team members? I always love this.
Yeah, we did. Like every single night before we go to sleep, we read every single one of these comments on our page, and every single email we get. It's the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. Like, we save every single one of these comments, and we have like a folder of it, and we read it every single night. It gives us the strength to move on.
Truly. That is, yeah, it is one thing that people say, because we do have a pray now button on our platform. So obviously when someone donates, they can give a comment and write a comment. But we also have this pray now button that people can write in and give you a message into your mailbox on Give, Send, Go. And we've heard from many people going through hard things that said, the money obviously is necessary. That's why I'm here, because I needed to raise money. But the messages are what got me through, like that day to day, like going, okay, I'm not alone here. Listen to all these people who are like, I have your back. I'm so thankful for what you do. And that gives people the courage and strength to go on. So I'm so glad that you are utilizing those messages of encouragement to you.
Yeah, it's a feeling that like I'm not alone, right? That really is proving to be one of the things that's most meaningful, because when you do something like this, that's the biggest fear, is that you're completely alone, that like you're going to have no one here for you. But when you read all those messages and then you reach out to them and then you can have meaningful conversations with these people, it's the greatest thing I've ever been a part of.
And, for anybody who's listening, I really believe that. I know that even personally with Give, Send, Go, through the times that we've been attacked for standing for freedom, that it's when we get the messages that say, hey, we're standing behind you. Hey, we're praying for you. We see you. We know that you're taking some hits for us, and we're so thankful. And it keeps us going. It really does. It keeps us going even at Give, Send, Go. And so if you're watching this, obviously go to the campaign and give if you can give. You can also share the campaign to let people know about this story, but then you can also pray, and you can do this on any campaign on Give, Send, Go. You can go and click the pray now and send a message. And I'm telling you, the hope you can share through this, we hear it over and over again, that is one of the most valuable parts of Give, Send, Go. Now, yes, it's one of the most valuable parts. We do believe in sharing hope with every person that comes on our platform, no matter what they're raising money for. But you have raised some money on Give, Send, Go. This isn't just like, oh, well, you're going to get a couple nice messages. You've actually been able to raise $160,000+ on Give, Send, Go. What is this money? What are you raising the money for? Like, how is this going to be put to use?
So to help pay for our legal bills, but also, it's not only a legal defense fund, but a legal offense fund. because we have every intention of holding those who have abused their authority accountable to the positions that they hold. So it's not okay for these people just to investigate innocent whistleblowers like me. So yeah, no, we're going to go after them, but it takes a lot of money. So
it does.
You know, our lawyers had sent a letter to Congress, to Jim Jordan, and you know, we're hoping to work our way through that process. But you know, it takes time, takes you know, resources. So you know, every dollar makes a huge, huge difference.
So go to the campaign and the links below, go to the campaign and read the story, share the story, give if you feel like you can give, pray for this campaign. Because of people like you stepping out and with the bravery, encouraging other people to step out and be brave. And then it's for the people in the background saying, I'm going to support you and I'm going to be part of this fight. Even though I don't have a whistleblowing moment right at this moment, I'm still going to support. It's everybody coming together, working together, that we're actually going to be able to see culture change. I have 6 children of my own. When I hear children being mutilated in this way, it's that our country has gone to a place. And this is, again, I get freedom of speech, whether you people like what I'm saying or not. The bottom line is that my kids half the time want to be, you know, they make believe all sorts of things, and I'm not going to change the anatomy because they feel a certain way any given day. It just doesn't make sense that we would do that to children. And that's one of the things we actually won't allow people to raise funds for on Give Send Go. We call it child abuse. You cannot raise funds to transition your child because it is child abuse. We would not let you raise funds to buy a lock to lock your kid in the closet. Like, we just aren't going to allow child abuse on Give Send Go. And so we don't allow transitioning of children. Now, if you were an adult and a consenting adult, now, we still might think God made you fearfully and wonderfully made, but you have the right as a 20 plus year old, whatever the age of consent in your state, you have that right to do that to your body. Do I think it's great? No, but at that point, no. But for children, I'm so glad that you spoke out for children. Like, we don't do it often enough. Our youngest of our nation are being killed in the womb and being mutilated before they can even make a decision on their own, you know, what's for lunch. And we're letting them make this decision. It's I'm so thankful that there are people like you who said, okay, this might not be the most popular thing that this culture that we live in thinks, but I'm going to do the right thing. And so thank you for standing up and doing that. Have you found a job? That I was like thinking about this. Did you say, you know, obviously that being a whistleblower probably puts a little damper on finding a job at another hospital. How's that going?
Well, you know, I'm still working. Yeah, I'm a general surgeon in a small town.
Oh, you still are. Okay. Yeah. So not for the hospital that you whistle blew on.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
I was like,
I work with some really, really good people. This is small town Texas.
Sure.
Right. This is, we do like on the weekends, we do like karaoke in the garage, like country karaoke.
Awesome.
You know, like driveway, like, you know, bonfires, right?
It's sure. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because a lot of whistleblowers sometimes find themselves in a place where it's like no one wants to touch them, you know, with a 10-foot pole because of whatever just happened. And so I'm glad that you are secure in that and just continue to walk strong in this journey. Yeah. What we say all the time here at Give, Send, Go is fear begets fear, but courage begets courage. Like,
no, that's exactly right.
With stories like this, it makes people go, I could do it too. I need to do this too. And when you see other people stepping out, it can make you feel courageous. And once you do it, even though the fears are, I can tell you personally, once we stepped out and said, this is what we're going to do, and this is our position here, even though there are people who hate us and don't like it, there was such a freeing thing of going, wow, I'm doing the right thing. I actually can stand tall. No matter what you call me, no matter what names you want to smear across the internet, it doesn't matter because I did the right thing. And there's something powerful about doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's like for the first time you can live with dignity.
Absolutely. You're not living based on everybody else's expectations. You're saying, I've made the choice and I'm going to stand by it.
And that's something that's meaningful, and which for everyone who's listening should really come to understand that, like, you know, it might be scary. You might lose your job. Yeah, that's true. You might lose a bunch of money. Like, yeah, that's absolutely true. But the one thing that you, that is more meaningful and more worthwhile than anything else, is to be able to live with dignity.
Absolutely. To be able to stand at the end of the day and say, I did everything I could to protect the least among us, to make the moral choices to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves. And so thank you again. It's been a pleasure having you on. Is there any last minute things that the people on our site, we have a lot of people come on who just look to pray for people. Is there anything that, whether you believe in prayer or not, doesn't matter. Is there anything, there'll be people who go, well, how can I pray for you? Or what is your next steps? How can I, you know, besides money, what other support can I do to help you out here?
Yeah, I would say the prayers and, you know, those comments on, like, our Give, Send, Go page mean the world. I mean, really, they really do. They mean so much. You have no idea. But people can follow along with the campaign. You know, we're pushing back hard, and we're going to continue fighting until the day we die. That's just what we're going to do.
Awesome. Well, we're going to definitely follow this story, follow your campaign. We'd love to hear updates as things happen, as you make moves and you see things happen. Please keep letting us know how it's going, how we can be supporting and praying for you, because it's people like you that are being silenced that Give, Send, Go is 100% behind. And it's not just one political side of the aisle. It is for anybody. Like, literally, if your voice is being silenced, come to Give, Send, Go, and we're going to share hope with you. And we're going to tell you that you are loved, and we're going to give you a place where you can fundraise and tell your side of the story. And so givesendgo.com, check out the link below. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's been such a pleasure to have you as a guest today.
Thank you so much.